You're listening to EuroCities Podcast. I'm Daniela Berretta, your host today. Cooling the city during the hot summer months is now a full-time job in Athens. In late July, the mayor of Athens appointed Eleni Mirivili to the chief heat officer position at the Athens municipality. The decision could not have come at a better time. Just a few weeks later, with temperatures climbing to 43 degrees and up, dozens of wildfires raged around Athens and other areas of Greece. How is Athens' new chief heat officer planning to tackle the heat emergency? We talked to Eleni Mirivili. She will walk us through her plan to give Athens some much-needed respite from heat waves. Athens is the first European city to create a specific position dedicated to heat action. It makes sense that the move comes from Europe's southernmost capital. Studies show that it's precisely here, where the European continent meets the Middle East, that heat waves are bound to bring disastrous consequences in the near future, as Eleni Mirivili explains.
Because Athens is the hottest city, the hottest capital in Europe. And it is expected to be the one that is most challenged from heat waves and extreme heat and extended periods of heat and drought than any other of the capitals in Europe. There was a study that came out in 2018 from the Newcastle Polytechnic that among 571 cities that they examined in Europe, Athens was like the worst as far as heat and drought was concerned.
Rising temperatures will have a devastating impact on cities, much more than on the countryside and areas away from urban centers. This because all that asphalt, all that cement used in buildings and other infrastructures captures and releases large quantities of heat, creating the so-called urban heat island effect.
The most kind of dangerous places to be is in some way, because that's where all of the humans are kind of gathering. And as we know, more and more humans are moving to cities, and cities are full of hard materials that suck heat and overheat, creating the urban heat island, is the cities. So again, the cities are the most vulnerable and the most challenged.
And it's not just any cities. According to climate scientists, the Eastern Mediterranean area will see a 2-degree rise in temperatures by the middle of the century. For Greece, that will mean that 5.5 million residents living in the largest cities will suffer the consequences of extreme heat. And predictions are not just dire for Greece, but for the whole Mediterranean area. As alarming as it sounds, though, Mirivili says that for years, the focus has been elsewhere and that heat waves haven't really made headlines.
The extreme heat is the most dangerous of all of the other climate-related hazards to human health. We know very little about it, and we've been talking very little about it. It's very underrepresented. And part of it is because it doesn't create a big show. It doesn't really, it doesn't take roofs off buildings, and it doesn't, flood. So it's nothing to see. There's nothing like, where will the cameras go?
Yet, if scientists' predictions will prove correct, it won't be long before cameras will start rolling on the most dramatic effects of rising temperatures. Above 34 degrees, the mortality is set to increase, with crashing effects on the most vulnerable city residents. When the next heat waves will strike, the upper and middle classes will be able to escape to their second homes or travel someplace cooler, whereas the most fragile residents will be stuck in the city and suffer.
The vulnerable populations are basically people that are above 60 years old, 60 or 65 years old, are the ones that are most fragile and most vulnerable to the rising heat. We know that kids, young kids like babies and early, the first few years, also have trouble in regulating their temperatures. People that are living in informal settlements, any kind of informal settlements that do not have any kind of insulation, immigrants or refugees that either live in camps in containers or live in apartments that kind of are too many people in one apartment that also often cannot afford to have air conditionings. Menial workers, indoors and outdoors. So people that work in farms, but I mean, Athens has a peri-urban kind of farming quite intense, but within the city, mostly construction is like, is one of the most kind of dangerous fields because we do have a lot of people working in construction. And finally, it's just the general population in neighborhoods that are the neighborhoods where you have very few trees, very few like green areas, neighborhoods that are usually poor, which have like worse quality buildings.
In all these areas, cooling by air conditioning will be one of the few available options, but an expensive one.
The heat waves are one thing, but the fact that the heat is kind of just rising generally, and the people need more and more to use air conditioning and cooling cooling supplies is also making it harder for the poorer communities to be able to afford it.
Heat waves will have a ripple effect, not just on humans, but on the environment around them.
For example, in Athens, right, we have a lot of hills that are green. So because we have very, very dry weather, and now with climate change, when we do have rains, the rains are often called what is called flash floods, a large amount of water that falls in a very short period of time. So what that does is that it basically helps with land erosion. It takes the dirt away from the mountains, the little hills that we have in Athens. So it depletes the soil that supports the trees. And also because it's so quick, often it doesn't the capacity for the soil to absorb water is less.
Lack of rain will also be a major issue to contend with. Scientists predict that rainfall will decrease by 12% per year by the middle of the century, and that will mean more wildfires on the scales of those we've seen in Athens early in August.
This creates, also apart from all the other trouble, it creates a higher risk for fires, for peri-urban fires, and even in our hills fires, because we have a lot of pine trees, and pine trees are very flammable. They love fires, pine trees.
So within this context, Athens is now asking Eleni Mirivili to devise solutions to help citizens cope with the next heat waves when they will strike. Mirivili says she's working on three major goals that will be implemented at different stages. The first will be to increase the number of parks and urban green areas.
Parks, whether they are pocket parks, bigger parks, or green corridors, or you know, any kind of what we call urban forests, which means all types of greens that also have some land underneath it, they have the lower temperatures, they are able to absorb water and keep water to keep the city also cooler, because water also plays a cooling aspect, but it also kind of allows all these other things. Biodiversity, they allow for biodiversity, which is extremely important for a city because it keeps the health of the city kind of higher. It also creates oxygen. It cleans the temperature from microparticles. We have seen that trees also help kind of with pollution in cities. So the goal of greening the city and bringing nature into the city, both green and blue infrastructures, of finding ways to bring water into the city stronger, so is like a long-term thing. So you start planning, but the impact that it will have on people's health and the city's sustainability is kind of a long-term thing. Then we have the more short-term issues. And the most short-term issues are preparing the city for heat waves for the vulnerable populations. So we protect people from getting sick and dying. And this means that we have to find out how to make sure that they have access to cooling spaces, or that we go to them where they are and make sure that the place where they live is cooler. So this means creating a policy within cities that supports the use of air conditioning. And, you know, we know that air conditioning, you know, is not a panacea because it creates problems, both with CO2 emissions, but also with creating heat outside of the city. However, we know that for the vulnerable populations, we really need them. I mean, there's no other way of unless you work for cooling the neighborhood, which again is a long-term thing, you have to make sure that in the short term, people that are vulnerable have access to electricity and to air conditioning. The third thing is just raising awareness among the population and among policymakers and decision makers of what this thing is all about and why it's important to act on it. Heat is called the silent killer because, you know, nobody sees it. Nobody knows exactly when it starts, when it finishes, what the effects are, how many people go to hospital. I mean, it's all kind of vague. So you have to really kind of make campaigns and raise awareness. And one of the big things that we're trying to do in Athens is an effort to start naming heat waves and categorizing them. I mean, the idea of naming an event makes the event much more prominent in the minds of the people. It kind of makes it into an entity. So people can think of an event more clearly if it has a name.
Miri Vili is a former Athens deputy mayor and has hands-on experience on environmental issues. In 2014, she was responsible for the urban sustainability and climate change portfolio. Today, she remains an advisor to the Athens municipality. And although she says she's only assuming the role of chief heat officer for a short period of time, she will be there long enough to bring much needed answers.
It takes a lot of political will to tell you the truth. I mean, it really has to be, to a large extent, top down. Like somebody really has to say, okay, we're going to do it differently because these are my priorities. But also there has to be pressure from bottom up. People have to start demanding that things change as far as cities are concerned. They have to understand that this is a matter of their health and a matter of kind of living in cities that are livable. I mean, in a few years, a lot of cities are not going to be livable for people, especially the poorest people. So this is something that people have to kind of understand that this is an important issue. And still today, people do not have that in their consciousness. This is not something that is readily available for people to think about, that a city can change and can make heat less of a danger if you put specific policies in place.
Thank you so much for being with us. Let us know what you thought by typing at Eurocities or catch up with us on eurocities.eu. Goodbye for now.